We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Check out our text line. You can text the show at 71307. Just start your text with the word ESPN and away you go. Lonzo, enjoy the championship. Ohio State beats Clemson. Clemson squeaked by the Buckeyes last year. Ohio State is hungry, and it's their turn. Look at that, Lonzo, a vote of confidence for you and your Buckeyes.
You know, they have to make it on the field first. October's a long ways away, so let's wait and see them actually make it on the field before we get too excited.
He said the same thing, folks, about the NBA, about MLB, about everything. And I'm not belaboring the point. I think you're on point with that. Even more reason to start in September.
You know what? I just want to say, you know, I'm downplaying everything, but I've had a pretty good year. So I'm going to keep downplaying things.
That's how he rolls, folks. You know what the whole Big Ten situation reminds me of? You guys know I was a high school teacher in Houston, right? My responsibility was to take a TV show, a student TV show at Sam Rayburn High School, 6A High School in Houston, Texas, take a TV show that nobody was watching and make it a TV show that students would want to watch. And this whole situation with the Big Ten reminds me of when I would have a student turn in their homework assignment late. And they would say, please, Mr. Ryan, will you please consider accepting my assignment? And sometimes I accepted it and sometimes I did not. Some days it had to do with the mood I was in. Some days it did not. Some days it had to do with whether that kid had been largely a good kid in class. And some days it had been whether that kid had a track record of never doing his work on time or her work on time. This whole situation, it's like the Big Ten is turning in their homework late. And now we determine whether we want to accept it or not.
You know what? Real quick, you know, someone made a meme of a promo we did. I wish someone would make a faux Saved by the Bell with Mark Ryan as a teacher. I think that would be great with a wonderful 80s or 90s intro.
I'm down.
Please
do
that.
I'm down with it, baby. I'm down. Joining us right now to discuss all the above is Brent Beard. He is a Heisman Trophy voter. You can see him on First Coast News in the Jacksonville, Florida area. He is a wonderful friend, and he joins us right now on the show. Brent, this feels to me like the Big Ten turning in their homework assignment late. Does Mr. Beard, in Mr. Beard's class, is he going to accept the assignment or not?
Well, I'm just glad that they're going to finally decide that they want to play football. The analogy I think about would be having everyone playing marbles in the backyard and a couple of kids decide they're going to take their marbles and go home thinking the others are going to do the same thing. And then about an hour later, they decide they want to come back. And not only do they want to come back, but they want to basically set the rules and have everyone subject to them. So I'm Mark, the bottom line is I'm glad they're back. This never should have happened. The incompetence and arrogance from the league had just been frankly abysmal. The transparency in not being honest with their ADs and with their coaches, their families and their players. I mean, look, they've gotten what they deserved in ridicule and mockery from everyone from Twitter on down with this. I hope they learn something from it, and I hope they're more transparent with it. But it has been some very difficult days for that conference over the past month.
In your opinion, Brent, what should be the minimum number of games Big Ten teams play in order to be considered for the college football playoff?
I'd like to say 10, but I'm also aware enough, Mark, that what happens with Big 12, ACC, and the SEC, if we get in this thing and everyone misses a couple of weeks, it would be wonderful to say everybody's got to play 10, that's just the way it is. But with this thing that we just don't know what's going to happen. But Mark, I still say that if we can play 7, 8, 9, 10 games, we need to have a nationwide celebration in order just to be able to get those in. I'm glad everybody went back, or almost everybody went back at this point. So ideally 10, but I'm just realistic enough, and I don't want to be bullheaded about this, that that everybody has to have a certain number or it's not going to work when we know it may not.
Yeah, the number for me, Brent, is 8. I just don't think you can have a conference playing 7 games, other conferences playing 10 and 11, and then evaluate that apples to apples. I just, you know, and it's the Big Ten's own fault they would only play 7 games, potentially, if it got to that point. So that's kind of where I'm at with this. But I do want your take now on what's next for the Pac-12. Just in the last 20 minutes, we've heard from the governor of California, who said there's nothing prohibiting teams from playing, but there is something prohibiting them from even being in their facility right now. How can you play? That game would look a lot like Navy versus BYU, Brent, if they can't even be in their facilities. I'm not sure what that means for the Pac-12 moving forward. I just know that if there's going to be any movement at all in that conference, it needs to happen ASAP.
Well, it does. And the problem that you've got right now are the obvious situation with fires and how safe can you be at this point. I mean, now if you went, and you're the teachers, you can help us with this, but if you went online and you got to basically a bubble somewhere, Mark, they could probably play even before we think they could, but gosh, the expense of being able to do that will be unreal. But the point you made is a very good one. Gavin Newsom just coming out and saying, and he used the word words crystal clear, like Jack Nicholson did in A Few Good Men, just exactly what you said. So I think by going with that now. Now, does Larry Scott take the hint and communicate?
He hasn't taken any hints in the last 5 years, that guy.
Oh, no, no, that's the problem. And look, when this is over, you may be having a new commissioner of the Pac-12 coming up in the next few months. And if Kevin Warren has another ridiculous reaction as he did about a month ago, they may be looking for another one in the Big Ten, but I love for the Pac-12 to get going. The USC player penned the letter to the governor yesterday, and I'm sure he probably made notice of that at some point.
Is your hunch, Brett, that we will see movement there, or nothing happens?
I think we probably will. Or at least they're going to say with the Big Ten going back, with the Pac-12 being their lapdog for years, I think you'll see something at least to the point of we want to move forward with hopes of having some sort of a season. I mean, if you start in November, I'm not still quite sure what you can do. Of course, a lot of guys in the media are rather cynical, Mark, much more cynical than you and I are, would say, well, does that really matter, Mark? Because wouldn't the Big 12 be in the playoffs anyway if they could play?
Yeah, well, sure, 100%. Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter, First Coast News out of Florida, Jacksonville, Florida, joining us right now on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. Brent, your observations, if you will, on Clemson's first game. Anything that jumped off to you? Did they look like what you expected? And just kind of overall impressions there.
Look, to me, nothing's changed. I mean, I know Dabo has taken out the microscope to find some things. But at the same time, are there things to work on? Of course. But, we could all get nitpicky with it and find some things. But, I mean, the main principles, frankly, Trevor Lawrence, the defense, I thought that the offensive line, I mean, are there things to improve? Yes. But, they're on track, and I think they look fine. I mean, they're still – one of the more amusing things I've seen all week on Twitter was – it ranked the ACC teams, and it had number one Clemson, and then it had .. in about probably more 10 rows down had number two, which is North Carolina, and I believe you still got that much of a chasm between them and the rest of the league.
It is massive. It is absolutely massive It is gigantic. And, you know, in a sense, that was kind of unfortunate for Clemson in last week's action. You know, we had heard so much about North Carolina. We'd heard so much about Notre Dame. We're looking at the preseason rankings in the ACC, the media poll, and we see that Syracuse is number 14 and Duke is number 12. And North Carolina and Notre Dame are scuffling around with those teams, Brent. It wasn't a good day for the ACC truthers out there that want to think their conference is taking a step up.
Mark, here's the thing that you certainly get, too. I mean, you've got redshirt sophomore K.J. Henry. You've got Brian, help me on this, Breesy. And then
yes.
Miles Murphy, and these are the young kids, hey Mark, will those guys be starting for a lot of teams?
For every team, Brett. They'd be starting for every team, and I think those guys, 1 to 2 years from now, they're going to be rewriting what Christian Wilkins, yes. Dexter Lawrence, and Cleveland Farrell did. I think they're going to be rewriting that. I think you're going to see something on a college football field that looks unfair to everybody.
Sure.
And frankly, I can't wait to see it. I, too, was impressed with the Clemson Tigers in week one. So we look ahead to week three. They're calling this week three, Brent. I don't know. It still kind of feels like preseason to me with no SEC included. But what games jump out to you this particular week?
Miami and Louisville is, frankly, a huge game in a lot of ways. I know it was UAB, but I still think that UAB's done an incredible job. Clark, their head coach, is just incredible. He's going to get a Power 5 job coming up. Cameron Harris rushed for 134 yards. Derek King also played well. Louisville, I think Satterfield, Mark, watch out for him. I think, and you probably know him, but I think he's one of the best coaches around. I think what he is capable of doing in the next few years is going to surprise us in some ways. Mikal Cunningham, I thought, was impressive. And look, I won't be surprised if that North Carolina-Charlotte game is interesting for a while. I think Charlotte's better than people give them credit for at this point. But I think at this point, to me, the one I'm looking for, and obviously selfishly because we're here in the state of Florida, I think that Miami-Louisville game's huge, don't you?
It's massive. It's massive. And also, you know, the winner of that game, Brent, could stake a claim to truly being the second best team in the league, especially when you factor in how Notre Dame and UNC looked the first week of the season. So, you know, De'Ara King, there's a lot of questions. Scott Satterfield, year two, and a highly impressive year one. We were at the ACC kickoff last year, Lonzo and I, Brent, and Scott Satterfield was making the rounds in a way that no other coach was, shaking hands, kissing babies. And I'm like, man, I was looking over at Lonzo, and I'm like, this guy's selling something. I mean, look at him. I mean, he's really getting after it here. And you saw that effort last year play out. Brent, with you in Florida and my alma mater popping with 6 positive COVID cases yesterday, I'm curious what that does to the first game against Ole Miss a week from Saturday. How are the Gators approaching that?
Well, I think they have. I think they're still very confident in just what they can be this season. I mean, they will. And again, what we probably don't know is when were they tested? How many days along are they with the protocol? I mean, they may be out of that by this weekend, or certainly by next week, and be ready. And if they're not really symptomatic, they're probably doing some things on their own. So I frankly think that they're going to be okay. Malik Davis, we hear, is playing much better, and he is living up to the hype at this point. I tell you this, they won't be the 107th team in the nation rushing this year, Mark, but with the guys they've got coming back on the offensive line, the Reese kid who's transferring in from Mississippi State, and Justin Shorter coming in now being eligible from the NCAA. Kyle Trash, we know what he's going to be able to do, I think, with a real legitimate defense. Also, now I'm trying not to get you too excited here, okay?
No, you are. You are. You're getting me very excited.
I'm telling you. You can do the rest of the show.
I don't like being silent often, but I'll be silent any time to hear you say all those good things about my team, sir. Brent, with the top 25 poll now, what do we do? We were talking about that earlier in the show. So we've been putting the SEC in the top 25 poll. They haven't played any games. Do we just automatically keep the Big Ten in the poll now? Do we put them in the poll for the next 5-6 weeks before they play, or do we wait until they do?
I would wait until they do, and then again, we'll see what the protocol is going to be and what kind of statement they come out with that along that line too. But I mean, Mark, at some point, doesn't it just get almost ridiculous if you're keeping a team that's not even playing above a team that is?
Yeah, it's kinda nuts.
Yeah, I mean that's what I would do at this point. But that's a good observation. That would be fascinating to see where they go with that.
It would just be so odd to have some teams more than halfway through their season, and like Ohio State's ahead of them with no games played. I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. Doesn't sit well with me. Brent, no. We're excited about it, man, and we look forward to that movement in the Pac-12 that you talked about. He's got some positive words for Clemson fans as well. Brent Beard is a Heisman Trophy voter. You can hear him on First Coast News in Jacksonville, Florida, and you can follow him on Twitter at Brent, B-E-A-I-R-D, on Twitter. Brent, always appreciate your insight, my man. Thank you so very much.
Now, listen, I'm getting text on this Saved by the Bell thing with you in it. And look, I'm getting silly stuff like, Brent, could you tell Mark, hello, Brent, Mark will look better. I've got half of him, he looks better with the beard. Half of him says he looks better without the beard. I want to see what he looks like with this cute cap that I've got for him. Listen, I'm sorry, but I've got work to do. I've got to talk to the Jacksonville Gator Club on Thursday night. So hopefully between now and filling all these calls and texts about you, I'll be able to get some work done.
Hey, Lonzo, what do you make of all of this? I mean, you were the one who had the idea behind this, man. Is Brent heading down the right path with this thing?
Well, absolutely. You got to go beard. You got to go straight up beard. You can't, because you look more like a teacher with the beard. You take it off, you might be
So I look like a student.
You might think
you
were a student. Yeah, you don't want that to happen.
Hey, Brent, we appreciate you, pal. Thank you, buddy.
Mr. Belden, is that what this is now?
was it Mr. Belvedere? Was that what it was? Who was the teacher?
No, Belvedere was way before that. Belden was the principal for Saved by the Bell.
Okay, I got you. There you go.
Yeah, Mark Belden. How about Mark Belden? Is that good?
Hey, I'll take the promotion to principal. You're going to promote me to principal? I'll be your Huckleberry. Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so very much. Yes, sir. Brent Beard, Heisman Trophy voter and First Coast News reporter, joining us here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate. Coming up next on the show, we'll look ahead to week three in college football and a real kind of interesting juxtaposition between Clemson and South Carolina on one particular opponent. We'll tackle that when Offsides continues right here on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. Great to have you with us on a hump day edition of the show. Mark Ryan, Lonzo Reitzel, you guys. So Clemson against the Citadel this weekend. Was listening to Dabo speak about Clemson, and, you know, he does a great job making you feel like every team they play is the Pittsburgh Steelers, you know. Let me tell you, the Citadel, they have this great option offense, and they're really dynamic in the passing game. And if you're not ready for your gap assignments against Citadel, you're going to be embarrassed on the regular. So we have to be sure that we are disciplined in our gap assignments. We have to make sure we can contain. And I appreciate all of that, man. I appreciate all of that. But listen, you can wish in one hand, do something in the other, and see which one fills up first if you think Citadel is doing anything against Clemson this weekend. This game, the fact that Clemson has to play this game is the fault of the SEC because it was supposed to be one non-conference, and that was supposed to be the Palmetto Bowl, and it was supposed to happen at the end of the year. And because of everything gone to hell in the handbasket, now you're playing the Citadel. I'll tell you this, though, about the Citadel. And this is probably something I should not reveal because it's a tad bit embarrassing. I had no idea where the Citadel was. No idea whatsoever. I knew it was in South Carolina, but I had no idea where it was. And then a few weeks ago, you guys know I was out on vacation for the week, right? I went to Charleston. Never been to Charleston before in my life. Went to Charleston. Loved it. Absolutely gorgeous place. And when I'm in Charleston, I run right into the Citadel. And I'm like, oh, you're here. Okay. And I, you know, I saw their stadium, nice little stadium there. Citadel has. It's right by the minor league team, the Biscuits. I think is that right? I'm not sure, but it's the minor league team that Bill Murray owns in Charleston, South Carolina. And I saw the Citadel. I'm like, wow, hot damn! They're in Charleston, South Carolina. Here we go. So I think it's going to be – I think it's always good to play teams that have different styles. I think that'll be good for Clemson. But if you're Clemson in this game, folks, is your goal not the shutout? I mean, your goal has to be a shutout against these guys, right? Limit them to under 200 yards of total offense and go for the shutout. That's got to be the goal. And, of course, how could we forget that another school in the state of South Carolina, the Gamecocks – in the last decade, had a game with Citadel that actually didn't turn out oh so well. This is a real reaction from a Gamecock fan after South Carolina lost to the Citadel.
We lost! I know we lost, Ryan! Yes! It's the Citadel! How are you losing?
I guess, wouldn't you too cry if you lost to the Citadel? Wouldn't that be something you couldn't get over? I don't know. My team lost to Georgia Southern, and I still haven't lived that down. Could you get over the Citadel?
Yeah, but did you cry? I mean, if you were on the field and you lost and you cried a little bit, I might be okay with it. But if you're in the stands and you're crying, come on, man.
We lost to the Citadel, man. We lost to the Citadel. I don't know what it is, man. I don't know what it is, but you cannot lose to the Citadel. Let's look ahead now to some of the games this week coming up. We have Tulsa against Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State is up to number 11 right now. Cincinnati, let's see here. Cincinnati is the highest-ranked Group of Five team. They're number 13. Cincinnati gets Austin Peay. Louisiana's number 19. They get Georgia State. Syracuse against number 25. Now in the top 25, Pittsburgh. South Florida against Notre Dame. Again, the line here is crazy. It's Notre Dame minus 26. I think South Carolina's kind of like Duke. I expect that game to be closer than that. Charlotte against North Carolina. Appalachian State against Marshalls. The Citadel against Clemson. Miami, Louisville. Virginia, Virginia Tech is postponed, as is BYU and Army. And BYU Army was going to be a game of top 25 teams. Also postponed, as is Houston and Memphis. So everybody's talking about this Miami-Louisville game as the best game of the weekend. Lonzo, am I saying that right? Louisville. What's the correct way to pronounce that? I'm all on this pronunciation game, Lonzo.
It's Louisville.
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 See, you're messing the last part. It's Vol.
Vol. Yeah. Louisville.
No, Louisville.
Louisville.
There you go. You got it on the last one. You did.
There you go. I'm on this pronunciation kick right now because, Lonzo, I realized you and I were still doing DJ's name wrong on Clemson. It is
Uiagalelei.
Uiagalelei.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And that last part we weren't doing right.
No, so anyway, you weren't doing it right. I never had to say it again. So.
Miami-Louisville's everyone's biggest game of the week. But that's not the game I'm most excited about. I'm geeked for UCF and Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech off the win over Florida State. UCF fans are bent about everything. They've got an inferiority complex, and they want to prove to everybody what they've been feeling is that they've been the best program in the Sunshine State for like the last 6 years, right? I mean, UCF fans have been screaming from the mountaintops that they're better than everybody. Well, here is your chance to prove that, because you're week to week, man, Florida State plays Georgia Tech, and then UCF gets Georgia Tech exactly 1 week later. And UCF goes to Georgia Tech. The Knights are favored by 7.5 points on the road in Atlanta. And we'll see. I mean, is Georgia Tech capable of pulling this upset? Is UCF really that much better than Florida State, that much better than Miami? That is going to be an exciting game to see this weekend. Still a little bit, let's be honest. I mean, how many games here would you, if we were having a full slate of college football games, how many of these would you actually be stopping by to watch? I know Diesel would watch Appalachian State Marshall. I know Clemson fans would watch any game that Clemson plays. But you're probably watching Miami-Louisville.
Is that Clemson game even on TV?
It's on the ACC network, believe it or not.
Where's that at?
it's in there. We got it, like, I think halfway through last season. On ATT U-verse, we suddenly got the ACC network, man.
So yeah, I think we have it on Dish Network up in the 400s where the Big Ten Network and some of those other things are. Yeah.
No line for the Clemson game against the Citadel.
What does
no
that
line.
Mean? I don't know. What does that mean?
It means that it's not even close enough to measure, Lonzo.
So that means you can't bet on it? Is that what that means?
It means you can't bet on it.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
No, I never understood what that meant.
Yeah, it means you can't bet on it, and it means that it's basically pick your score is what it means, and that's why Vegas doesn't let you bet on it, because they don't know how long Dabo's going to play the starters, and, you know, if they really tried, the line would probably be 80, you know, if they were really trying for 60 minutes, but you just don't know, and that's why there's no line in that game. Guys, and we are 10 days away from the Gamecocks, 10 days away from the Gamecocks against Tennessee. There's just something about the SEC, man, something about the SEC dating back to Ed Ogeron here. And Ogeron himself, you'll hear this is kind of under the gun a little bit, because he said, and people are feeling like he's being flippant about this, like whoop-de-doo, big deal. Ed Ogeron here says, look, most of our team got COVID already.
I think that we've got a good handle of it, but once a kid gets it, the next man got to go up. And, you know, Mickey comes tell me, Jack comes tell me, this person tested positive, this person's going to be quarantined. They give me the number of days, and we've got to make adjustments. Look, 2 weeks ago, we had everybody on our offensive line except two or three guys were out. We couldn't go any team. We adjusted very well, and we've got to make adjustments. But I think most of, not all of our players, but most of our players have caught it. So I think that hopefully they don't catch it again, and hopefully they're out for games, you know.
Texter says, I'm still saying DJ's name wrong. I've got it right now. Here it is. DJ Uiagalelei. That's
you,
it.
You have it right. According to our guest, we have a promo. One of the guests we had on told us exactly how to say it. Because,
Todd Summers, yeah.
Yeah, because he got a tape from the dude's dad. You know, if the dad can't pronounce it right, I mean, we got a problem. So we are pronouncing it correctly.
You know, I'm getting a text that says, you need more emotion on the air. I can't figure out if people are just screwing with me now or what.
No. Today, you've got a little bit of an anger problem going on. I figure it's directed.
I'm just fired up, man.
I figure it's directed towards, there's something underneath. There is. You can tell.
And I got a little edge, man. I got a little edge.
Is that?
Yeah.
Well, get rid of that edge, because it doesn't work.
I like the edge. I like the edge, man. Well, I'm down with the edge.
Nobody else does. That's why you're getting all these texts.
Listen, guys, we're all a little bit different day to day. We're never exactly the same day to day. And today, I got an edge to me. All right, and I welcome you. I invite you to enjoy this edge for the next 2 hours and 24 minutes here on Offsides with Mark Ryan, ESPN Upstate. All right, the edge continues with Can We Stop? On the flip side, that one thing that we must cease doing in society pronto. That's next. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, everybody, it is time for Can We Stop? It is that segment of the week where we allow you guys to get something off of your chest. What's something you keep seeing in society that is just rottening your raspberries, man, that is just stuffing your turkey? Who said that the other day, Lonzo? I need to give him credit. But something that's just really getting on your nerves that you see people doing. Can be sports-related, doesn't have to be sports-related. We just call it, can we stop? And we ask you, just imagine the blank there. Can we stop doing what? Can we stop starts right now. All right, here we go with Can We Stop? Lonzo, whoever has the longest hair among us goes first. Methinks that's you today.
Are you sure?
Let's roll with it.
Are you sure?
I'm not sure.
When's the last time you saw me?
When's the last time you saw me?
Exactly. So we don't know. But we can go with me first. I don't have a problem with this. Although, some people will have a problem with me when I'm done, particularly women. And here's what I got to do. On behalf of all...
Wait. Time out.
No, you're going to agree with me. So you don't need to jump in and defend women or anything. Just wait. You can jump in afterwards.
I'm worried about your sexism here, wink, wink. I'm worried about it because we had a listener yesterday, and I want to make sure I get it because I thought this was really clever, Lonzo. I think it was Fake News Underground gave us a text, and he said, Lonzo is a height supremacist.
Yes. In which case,
I thought that was brilliant.
I responded with Short People from Randy Newman, which I'm guessing you've never heard the song.
No, I haven't.
Yeah,
no,
well,
haven't.
That's okay, because you're a younger guy, and that's why. So anyway, here's my Can We Stop, and this goes out to wives, girlfriends, prospective dates. Can we stop acting like you don't know where you want to go to eat? this becomes a conversation no matter what when you ask, hey, where do you want to go eat? Oh, well, I don't know. And then you suggest a place. Oh, well, let's go get some steak. Well, I don't really want steak. Well, let's go get tacos. Well, you know what? I really don't want to get tacos. Well, where do you want to go? Well, I don't care. You just need to come up with where we need to go. Would you please stop doing that, okay? All guys out there know how this feels. Just pick a place to eat. Okay,
well, let me tell you the problem. The issue is that they want you to be the man, and they want you to decide.
Don't try this stuff. Don't try your male feminist stuff. Don't try that stuff.
Hey, male feminist stuff. Hey, listen, men of the upstate, you know I'm right on this. The women want you to take charge.
Yes, Mark. If you take charge and say, okay, if I'm picking, we're going here, she'll be mad at you the rest of the night. If that's the kind of charge you want to take, there's a reason why that's a single apartment. That's all I'm saying.
Well, maybe that's why there's nobody in my apartment. Maybe that's the problem there. Who knows? But so you've obviously run into this quite a bit over the course of your life. How do you handle it?
It varies according to mood and levels of anger. You got to learn how to read the room, so to speak. And what I have managed to do is turn it around and say, hey, because I've had a stomach issue, and so I can only eat certain places. So I can use that to limit where we can go. So in the end, we get to go where I want to go.
Okay, I see what you're saying there. So the indecisiveness, not knowing where we want to go to eat, not knowing, I never understand that either, because people know what you're feeling like. You know if you're feeling like pizza, you know if you're feeling like wings, you know if you're feeling like steak, you know if you're feeling like tacos. You know what you're feeling like. So it always perplexes me when people don't know. All of that ties in very nicely, complements nicely my own can we stop for the day. And this has happened to me, Lonzo, twice in the last week, by golly. Okay, twice in the last week. Now, look, right now, I'm mindful of our surroundings, right? I'm preferring to eat outdoors than indoors. But when I go into one of those assembly line type places, what I want to happen is I want to get in, I want to get out, I want to be on with my day, I want to get my food, I want to go. And, you know, the speed of the transaction is one of the things that appeals to you about it, right? Twice in the last week, we've been in a line to get to the front of the line. And then when we get to the front of the line, people in front of me don't know what they're going to order. And it's like, what were we just doing the last 15 minutes in line here? It absolutely blows my mind that we get to the front of the line and nobody knows what the hell they want to eat. I've never seen anything like this, man. I don't know what this is, but I just encountered this more this week than I've encountered it before. And especially when you're like wanting to get in, get out, right? Good gosh, man, it really curdles my cheese when people don't know what they want to order when they're right at the front of the line. Lonzo, make it stop. Please make it stop. I can't handle it anymore.
I wish I could, and it's especially bad when at a fast food restaurant. Those menus don't really change. So it's pretty much the same thing that last time you were there. It's pretty much the same thing. So it's not really that hard to choose, especially if you are, like you just said, if you're behind other people, you've got time to look at the menu and decide, hey, I want that, I want that. Don't get up there and go, yeah, you know what, I was wanting this, but now I'm not real sure.
And how many times have you been behind this person in the drive-thru?
give me the large milkshake and Nick, then a strawberry, two large strawberry milkshakes, hey, take back the strawberry milkshake and give me the two apple pies. I want the two, three large fries.
I'm always behind that guy. I'm always behind that guy.
Were you in New York when that happened? You're using your New York accent. I just want you to know that.
I have no idea. But I'm always behind that guy, and it drives me batty. And it drives me nuts, and I don't get it. So Lonzo says, can we stop with the indecisiveness when the man asks the woman, where do we want to go to eat? It's a kind gesture. It's a kind gesture. It is showing that your needs come before ours, and you don't know where you want to go. And then for me, when we get to the bloody front of the line, can you just know what the hell you're doing? That's all I ask. Just know, have a plan. Have a life plan. When you get to the front of the line, man, just have a life plan. Please just don't give me
chicken nuggets and shake. No. Give me the Big Mac and the breadless. No, give me the grilled chicken salad.
Oh my God. Oh, I just can't handle it. I just can't handle it. A texter says, "How about the folks? How about the folks in the checkout line that pay cash?" And oh, yeah, this is one. This is a good one, Lonzo. How about the folks in the checkout line that pay cash and want to dig through their wallet or purse for the 39 cents all in pennies? Yeah, like get exact change guy drives me nuts when you're behind them. And they're like going through the purse. No, hang on. I got 7 cents. Don't worry. It's down here somewhere. I've got 7 cents. Yeah, you also have $3 in your hand. How about that? I don't get it, man. I don't get it, but I'm totally with you on this. Your Can We Stops for the day are welcome. 1-844-477-3776. That's 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. This is Offsides with Mark Ryan right here on ESPN Upstate. All right, let's get right to it. Stevie Yanks in Greenville is up next here on the show. Hey, Stevie, thanks for the call, pal, and thanks for hanging on. You're Offsides.
Hey, thanks. Yeah, can we stop getting excited every time Clemson plays the Citadel? I mean, it's not just Clemson. It is all these Power 5 schools bringing in FCS teams to give everybody a good home game where we know we're going to win. And I hate the excuse the patronizing comments from the fan base.
Bummer.
It gives them an opportunity to play on the big stage, or they go home with $1 million check. No, it's patronizing. It's terrible. Look, if you're a Group of Five school, go for it. Have at it. Play all the FCS. Well, maybe play one FCS team, but Group of Five schools, it's fine. But Clemson, South Carolina, Alabama, they got no business playing these FCS schools, and it needs to stop.
Hey, Steve, I got to ask you a question, man. You just became the first human being ever to go through a black hole and survive. We just heard it happen here on the air. How was the experience? What was the experience like?
It felt great.
It felt great. Fantastic. That is a great Can We Stop. Can we stop with all these people? Can we stop with all this, okay? Stop with all these teams wanting to play the big boys just to collect a paycheck. By the way, Steve, can I tell you, I love when the paycheck-collecting team, Coastal Carolina, beats the big boy Kansas like they did last week. I love that. You know what I'm saying, kid? You know what I'm saying? Appreciate the call, Stevie Yanks, and glad you survived that black hole experience. Vortex, man, vortex-like. A check on our text line. A texter says, can we stop with the people that don't use blinkers? Amen. I don't know what's going on, but that is happening with increasing frequency lately. Somebody's just slowing down for no evident reason in front of you, and then they just turn, and you could have switched lanes, but you didn't know what they were doing. I mean, is it just me, or is that happening with increasing frequency right now? And then another texter says, wearing a mask in the car by yourself, can we stop doing that? I will defend mask car wearer, okay, for this reason. You don't want to be touching your face all that, like if you open doors, you don't want to be touching your face nonstop. So you just kind of leave it on until you get home. That way you don't have to have your grubby hands all over your face. Kind of works out that way, right? I don't know. I will defend mask in the car guy for that reason, and maybe because I am sometimes mask in the car guy. Hey. All right, the top five at five is coming your way next, right here on Offsides with Mark Ryan. We are ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.